Is it a point lost or a point gained here tonight? As you look at it, you've got 3 or 4 to begin the trip.
Yeah, we're shooting for more when you have a 1-0 lead in the third. We'll go back and look. The thing that you'll dislike the most about the games are the number of times that we took a puck that we would work so hard to get that shot and moved it to a place that was a lower percentage and never got the puck to the net. So we passed up on some really prime places to shoot the puck and didn't get it to the net. They had some chances, we did too. It was kind of a sticky game, you know. There was very little flow to it, very little transition to the game, which is good for the road team, but it's also the way New Jersey plays. So I thought at 1-0 we had 2 or 3 chances to make that 2-0. We needed to do that tonight.
Well, your goaltender, though, played pretty good.
Yeah, has he all year. I mean, he's been good for us, and we haven't given him a tremendous amount of goal support where he could relax in a game. So every shot's critical, and he's been good.
After a game like that, is it good for the team to have a day off tomorrow?
Well, I never like giving a day off after a loss. It doesn't mean you have to put them on the ice, but I like to get the guys together. But right now, I think our room's good. You know, I mean, it's together, and they're getting themselves ready to play games, and they're wired up. So when you look at our schedule, and we're coming right into the teeth of it, it's not easing up for another 8-9 days. So keeping them off the ice and getting them a chance to get together would be good.
No, it was only one game, but get Evander back in there with Mark and Blake.
Yeah, I mean, those guys seem dangerous, don't they, all the time? I mean, they're so close to breaking away at a lot of times. Evander's probably got, you know, the stick more than anything else. He had a couple of chances to get it off his stick, and he's usually so good at that it just touches it and it's gone. His timing will come, and they'll be real good.
Well, you talked about maybe giving up grade-A chances for lower percentage. Why is that? Is that just guys tight?
I don't have an answer for this one tonight because didn't see that coming. We've been putting the puck at the net, and we're over 30. I think we're anyway in the top 10 in terms of shots on goal. We'd shoot a lot of pucks. It seemed like we had a guy, and you know, we had a 3-on-1 that didn't go to the net, and then the one at the end that got kicked wide. We also had a guy open wide, right? So we're calling for pucks all over for the ice. The shooter sees the goaltender big and square and decides to move it. I don't have an answer for it. We'll certainly talk about it. I think you'll see us put a lot of pucks at the net in the next game.
I know you'd like to have all 4, but 3 of 4 to begin this road trip's pretty good, eh?
Yeah, like I said, you're going to chew on this for the rest of the night, and then you're going to move on. You know, we played hard, we made some mistakes, but for a road game, we played a pretty good, pretty solid road game, and again, didn't give up a whole heck of a lot in terms of what we got back. I thought it was just a pretty good grinding game, and it didn't go our way in the shootout. So, you know, 10 years ago, you'd walk away with the tie, and everybody would say it's tough to give up that point, but it was a good tie. So now we talk about losing the game because we lost the shootout. That is what it is. You need those points, too. They're critical points. But as far as the hockey that was played, like I said, mistakes happen during the course of a game. You learn from them. You work on them. The only thing I didn't like about the game, especially, we didn't just shoot the puck.
Last one I'll throw at you, just that pass that Toby was able to make on the goal that Blake scored.
Yeah, you know what? And there was a stretch of the game, I think, from Blake's goal on for about 10 minutes where we were moving the puck really well and really easily, and I think that had something to do with what we were doing in the offensive zone, you know. Sometimes too much confidence is a bad thing. You just keep snapping around and feeling good about yourself. But it was a great pass, and, you know, that's why, I mean, his numbers are really good offensively this year. He's capable of making those plays. Just wish he had shot that one down the slot.